For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An apparent mechanical failure caused a major aircraft explosion in Savannah, Georgia.
I saw a complete go roll upside down and went right into the ground.
That witness saw an Air National Guard C-130 aircraft crash in flames into a highway near the Savannah Hilton Head Airport. WTOC-TV's Sean Evans was close to the crash site.
The gentleman said he was stepping outside of his business when he heard what appeared to be a sputtering noise coming from that C-130 on the horizon nearby that workplace.
As that witness explained to Evans,
he said the C-130s fly over that business all the time there with the Air National Guard here in Savannah, and it wasn't making a normal noise.
9 people were killed. This was a training flight for a C-130 crew from Puerto Rico that was bound for a base in Tucson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The E. coli outbreak that's hit 24 states has now claimed a life. With more, here's reporter Sabrina Cupid.
The CDC here in Atlanta is reporting the first death linked to the multi-state E. coli outbreak. A person in California has now died after eating romaine lettuce. The CDC's Matthew Wise says this strain of E. coli is especially nasty.
It's one that tends to cause more severe illness based on the toxin profile that it produces.
The number of people sickened has now grown to 121 in 25 states.
President Trump lavished praise on the new Secretary of State Mike Pompeo during a ceremony at the State Department.
I have no doubt that you will make America proud as our nation's chief diplomat. You're an exceptional guy, a great friend, and somebody that truly loves our country.
At his ceremonial swearing-in, Pompeo said the U.S. faces what he calls an unprecedented opportunity on the Korean Peninsula as President Trump prepares to meet with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A private firm's monthly jobs report exceeds expectations. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
In advance of the government's jobs report that comes out on Friday, ADP's report shows the nation added 204,000 jobs in April, 14,000 more than the experts had predicted would be seen in that report. Most of the new jobs in the service sector, but goods producers did add 44,000 positions, including 27,000 in construction. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Cambridge Analytica announced it's shutting down amid accusations the data mining firm improperly accessed data from millions of Facebook users. The British-based company is filing insolvency proceedings in Britain and bankruptcy in the U.S. They said a siege of media coverage of its dealings with Facebook has left the business no longer viable. They use the app This Is Your Digital Life to gather data on 270,000 users and the users' friends who did not participate in the quiz. The company used demographic information from 87 million Facebook users to target political advertising. In March, co-founder Christopher Wiley revealed the company was holding on to user data without their consent, even after Facebook told the company to delete it. President Trump's campaign used the services of Cambridge Analytica for the 2016 presidential election. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.